Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, this is your host, pro makeup artist from St. Louis Royalty, and you are tuned in to Beauty and Beats right here on Dollhouse Radio. If this is your first time tuning into the show, we are live every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, and 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Beauty and Beats is where the world of beauty and music culture meet, and we have a whole lot of fun on the show as well. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Beauty and Beats for you. That's at Beauty, the letter N, Beats, the number 4, and the letter U. And also make sure that you follow the Dollhouse Radio Twitter page as well at Dollhouse _ radio. And also make sure that you visit us on the web at www.dollhouseradio.com. I hope everybody is having a super fabulous, fabulous Sunday today. It is so cold here in St. Louis. I don't want to come outside ever again. It is freezing. And of course, today I go to the grocery store because we're supposed to get snow. And like everyone else, I wait till the day is supposed to come, run out to the store with the 50 million other people who decided to wait to the last minute. And I'm bundled up, two pairs of pants, a fur hat, scarf, glove. It is ridiculous outside. Like, I can't do the cold weather. I'm ready for spring, ready for some warmth. And it is snowing. We have just a dusting right now. I really, really, really hope that is all that we get, because I don't come out when there's snow and ice on the ground. I'm not going to do it. But we're supposed to get more, so fingers crossed that we don't. And I know I sound like a baby because the East Coast has been getting slammed with snow, and my heart goes out to you guys. I would just be completely devastated. So shout out to the East Coast, and I really hope we don't get any more snow here in St. Louis, and I'm really, really, really waiting for spring. Oh, my gosh. So I hope where you guys are that it's warm somewhere. Somebody's listening on the beach somewhere, I'm hoping, because this is crazy. But anyway, Sundays is about beauty and beats, and despite this frigid weather, I'm excited to be talking to you guys tonight on the show. I'm always excited for our show. We always have a lot of fun and a lot of craziness on Beauty and Beats. So that's what it's all about right now for this next hour and a half. I'm going to go ahead and get into our Dollhouse Radio announcements for you guys so you know what's going on with the Dollhouse Radio family for this week. And then when we come back, I'll go ahead and bring in my co-host and we'll get this show started, you guys.
You are tuned in to Dollhouse Radio, the hottest station on the net. We are live 7 days a week with 17 shows hosted by the sexiest hosts. Find out more about the Dollhouse Radio family by visiting our website at www.dollhouseradio.com. Find out the latest porn, entertainment, and indie music news on our Hot Sugar blog daily on the Dollhouse Radio website. We are looking to showcase the hottest in indie music this year. Interested in getting your music in rotation or having your video featured on our website? Be sure to send your music and video submissions in to dollhouseradiomusic@gmail.com. All music submissions must contain a bio or one sheet, promotional photos, and your music in MP3 format. businesses and promoters. Looking to advertise your brand or event on Dialhouse Radio? Email your inquiries to Head of Promotions at Brian, B-R-I-A-N, DialhouseRadio@gmail.com. Our Spotlight Artists of the Month are Alana Evans, Heroin, Raphael, Carla Page, Dennis Good, and Mila J. Cooking with Miss Brooks has a new name. It is now Sammy's Cocktail Hour, hosted by the sexiest chef in town, Sammy Brooks, airing live every Monday at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. You can also catch Sammy on Thursday evenings, 7 p.m. Eastern and 4 p.m. Pacific Time on Webcamming with Sammy and Sage for all you webcam lovers and ladies interested in getting into webcamming. Also coming soon, look for former porn star legend Janet Jackme to join the cast of one of our shows. And catch former porn star and the 2015 AVN Hall of Fame inductee Alana Evans as the new co-host of Benchwarmers Live, airing every Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern. Coming this spring, Sexy and Biz returns with former adult film star Imani Rose, Launchpad Radio returns hosted by the legendary Ian Burke, and our new show, Truth Front to Back, premieres. Keep up with everything Dialhouse Radio by following us on Twitter at @Dialhouse_radio. And now, back to your program.
All right, really quickly, you guys, I wanted to just kind of chime in. I know you just heard the Dialhouse Radio announcement, but I do want to go ahead and say, especially for the independent music artists out there, if you're listening to the show, if you listen to any of the other shows that we have, Dialhouse Radio is huge in supporting the independent music artists that are out there. And so we have so many outlets here for you to get your music heard and in rotation. Now, you have a couple of options. You can submit your music submission to dialhouseradiomusic@gmail.com, which is the general way that most people submit their music. Please understand that Dialhouse Radio gets a lot, and I mean a lot of submissions on a daily basis. So we do go through the music in the order that it is received. We will not view your music if you don't send the required documents. This is really strict. So we need you to send in your bio or one sheet, promotional photo, and your music in MP3 format. We will not view any links. We don't have time to go through and click through every link that is attached to each of these emails. So we need you to send your MP3 and your photo and your bio. Those will be the submissions that we review. Now, these submissions that we receive, that we review, the ones that get put into rotation are handpicked by the Dialhouse Radio Music management staff. Know that we do listen to every single submission. But if you do want to get your music through the head of the line, you want to guarantee that you get an interview or guarantee that you get spins on the Dialhouse Radio shows, Dialhouse Radio has promotional packages available to you that are affordable. You have to spend money to make money. You have to invest into your craft. So check those promotional packages out on the Dialhouse Radio website. Again, that's www.dialhouseradio.com. I just wanted to make sure that I reiterated that to our indie artists out there. And if you have video submissions, definitely send your video submissions in. Just like the music, we definitely review all of the video submissions. And if we like you enough, we will put you up on the website. Again, if you're looking to get in front of everybody else, the promotional packages are out there for you to choose from. So make sure you check them out and make sure you go ahead and invest in what you're doing and get it out there. So do that. Also, I do want to say for all you naturalistas out there, I know a couple weeks ago we had the hair whisperer, Tendai Morris, on, and she was kicking down knowledge about natural hair care. She has an event that's taking place in the St. Louis area. So if you are in the St. Louis area or will be in the St. Louis area, Saturday, April 4th at the Embassy Suites, the Texture Talk event is going down. There will be different vendors. There will be talk about natural hair, understanding how to take care of it, and a lot of other great educational tips, tricks, and things for you naturalistas out there. So if you are interested in attending, you will be in town. You want to make sure you go on Facebook, join the group, the Hair Whisperer Tendai, and request your tickets to the event. All right. So let me go ahead and bring in my co-host, you guys, so we can go ahead and get this show started. I have Rafael Davi on the line. Rafael, you there?
Oh, yeah. You know I am.
Welcome to the show, Rafael.
Thank you. I'd like to thank the Academy. I'd like to thank my mom, my dad, and my grandparents for allowing me this opportunity to be able to go on this radio show and do what I do every day. Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Anyway, I can't. Really, Rafael?
Yeah.
Are you serious? Okay.
I mean,
this is Rafael, you guys.
You said this is an introduction. I mean, was I not supposed to have an acceptance speech or something?
We didn't award you with anything.
You awarded me with being on the show.
Okay. I'm going to let you have that. And
yeah,
enjoy
see?
your speech. So our other co-host is not here as of yet, so we're going to go ahead and keep it moving, you guys, and hopefully she will be in with us very, very soon. So I do want to ask Rafael, because you know Valentine's Day was yesterday, and I'm curious to know, how did your Valentine's Day party go?
It was nice, actually. I went to the party. And I went to another party, and then I went to another, I went to a bar. Basically, I went to, like, four locations last night, so, yeah. It was very eventful.
Okay, well, that's great. Did you meet anybody?
Yeah, I met people, you know, a lot
people.
Of people. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, that's good. That's great. You think you made, like, a love.
But my real Valentine got her gift, so she did.
All righty then. Well, I heard that. So I had a great eventful Valentine's Day as well. Now, you already know I've been with my boo for quite a long time, so. I don't get caught up in, like, the hoopla of going out and all that stuff, you know what I'm saying? So we went out for a bit, but it was, like, really cold yesterday. So we weren't out too long, and, you know, but it was nice. And, you know, everybody was out yesterday. Like, it was just packed for no reason. You know, well, I know it was Valentine's Day, but, I mean, just ridiculously packed everywhere yesterday. So everybody's out. Everybody wants to get all, you know, into it. You could tell those were the new relationships anyway. But you could tell those are the new relationships. You know,
they
still want to do all that extra stuff. So, you know, kudos to those people. No, I love to see couples in love, and that is such a beautiful, beautiful thing. So it was nice. So, again, we got off for a little bit, and then we came home, and we chilled with each other. And, you know, it was nice. So
these outgrown people say, you know.
Huh.
Did your grown folks say?
Yeah, exactly. You know what grown people do. No.
Mm-hmm.
So it was great.
Got you over here putting all your business out.
No, I didn't. I didn't say, well, you know what? I didn't give any details on anything. Grown people do a lot of things. It's not just that. So whatever.
But usually people, when you say grown folks things, a lot of people just think that.
Thing though, grown folks stuff, that kind of grown folks stuff can happen any day of the week, any time of the day. So it doesn't just have to be the Valentine's Day, you know?
You're right.
But anyway.
I'm just saying it's fine.
Anyway, yesterday was a good day. So.
I bet it was.
Whatever.
I bet it was.
Whatever. Well, I am curious to know what our listeners did for Valentine's Day, and I'm also curious to know if anyone actually went out to see Fifty Shades of Grey. I did not. I'm going to see it. I knew that it was going to be packed at the theaters because so many people did want to see Fifty Shades of Grey. And I have to say that
I know a few people who did go see it.
I'm curious to know what people's opinions were. Those who did go see Fifty Shades of Grey, please call us up, 646-595-4038. Let us know, number one, what you did for Valentine's Day, and also let us know if you went to go see Fifty Shades of Grey and what you thought about the movie. The movie did gross for opening night, $81.7 million. So, kudos.
Well, that's a lot of people who's trying to get some ideas.
Right, and there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with that. Some people need a little help in the creativity department that might have sparked some things. There's some, you know, people who went in with virgin eyes and came back out with a new refresh, you know, newfound love for BDSM. But anyway, that's neither here nor there.
Don't have that.
So I'm curious to know.
It's still Sunday.
Right. So I'd like to know what you guys thought about the movie if you went to see it. So make sure that you hit us up. We're going to go ahead and get into our first music break here on Beauty and Beast. And then when we come back, we are going to talk about a couple of things. So first of all, I have to talk about the Grammys red carpet. Also, this week has been Fashion Week in New York, so we're going to talk a little bit about that as well. But we will be back. We're going to go ahead and get into one of our indie artist spotlights. This is Raphael. Not just Raphael, but another Raphael. With his track, Yes, Wait, No.
Raphael, can't you tell, baby? You can't even lie and say that I ain't never held you down. Why you act like I ain't pick you up when they let you down? Where is my turn? I don't have patience. You need to make up your mind. What's it gonna be this time, baby? Why even waste my time? Here we go. Go for a little, and you're on to the next one. How you gonna forget me when you know that I'm the best one? Said you gon' hold me down, but I ain't never been so high. So when you ask me to trust you, I'm like, yes, wait, no. I don't know. I'm really not sure about it. So you were mine. Yes, wait, no. I don't know. I'm really not sure about it. I got a lot on my mind. Not playing with you this time. I do not care if you crying. It's not enough to be fine. Only baby, you need more than that for me. Nothing more precious than loyalty. And if you ain't feeling all that, then why even waste my time? Here we go. Don't for a little, then you're on to the next one. How you gonna forget me when you know that I'm the best one? Said you gon' hold me down, but I ain't never been so high, high. When you ask me to trust you, I lie. I don't know. I'm really not sure about it. So you were mine. Yes, wait, no. I don't know. I'm really not sure about it. Are you gonna lie? Are you gonna lie forever? Are you gonna lie? Are you gonna lie forever? Are you gonna lie? Are you gonna lie forever?
All right, all right. That was Raphael with Yes, Wait, No. And he is one of Dahab's Radio Spotlight. Yes, indeed. So if you
wait.
Are just...
Oh, I was going to go with the song. Yes, Wait, No.
I was like, wait. I was waiting on the no to come in. I'm like, okay.
Oh, yeah. I was waiting for the no, too. I forgot that Beyonce wasn't there.
Okay. So, yeah.
I literally was sitting there waiting. I was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. If you guys are just now tuning in, you are tuned in to Beauty and Beats here on Dahab's Radio. If you want to call in, please let us know what you did for Valentine's Day. And also, if you want to go see 50 Shades of Grey, we are interested to know what you thought about the movie. Did it spark any, you know, creative juices to start flowing for you? Let us know what you thought. Give us a call at 646-595-4038. So we are back, and I wanted to touch on last week's Grammy show. So I watched it, like, off and on. I really was not glued to the screen. I have to say sorry, you guys. And so I saw a couple of different performances on the show. But what was most interesting to me was the Grammy red carpet. So before we get into the Grammy red carpet, because that's a whole other thing, I want to ask you, Raphael, did you happen to see the show?
I was kind of like you. I was kind of in and out of it because I was actually doing my schoolwork. So
gotcha.
It was back and forth. It was like, all right, let me type this up, and then I'll watch a little bit of it.
So, yeah. That was me, too. Like, I think I was only worried about seeing Beyonce's performance. I'm going to be honest. You guys know how I feel about Beyonce. So, I saw that performance.
Ooh.
And, that was.
Yeah. That happened. All you can say about that one is that happened.
So, yeah. So, I saw the performance, and that was pretty much it about, you know, the Grammys that I saw. But I was in tune to this red carpet. So I was curious to see who wore what. Now, I have to say, the first photo that I ever saw of the Grammys red carpet and that I was absolutely in love with was Zendaya. And I posted it out on Twitter and Facebook. She looked so cute for the Grammys. The haircut, the makeup, she looked so adorable, and I was loving the short cut on her. So cute. So, so cute. So I thought Zendaya definitely rocked on the Grammys red carpet.
Mm-hmm.
Did you happen to see her, Raphael?
Mm-hmm. With her multicolored dress.
She looks gorgeous. She really, really looks gorgeous. That haircut was like... It was too cute for her. It fit her face, like, perfectly. So she was one of my favorites for the red carpet. I thought that Ariana Grande and Big Sean looked cute. You know, nothing spectacular. They look cute. They're just cute. Like, both of them, she's cute, he's cute. They're just cute, you know?
They don't know. Everybody, I think somebody tweeted out, I guess it was a Vine. And somebody was like, they both said, hey, baby, to each other. And they're like, oh. And I was like, ugh. All this sappy stuff on my Twitter. Let me turn it off.
I know. They're cute. They are. They are a really cute couple. But, you know, if Ariana Grande is with Big Sean, that means that she has to be a little super freak. You know, she looks all innocent and everything, and you see Ariana, you're like, oh, Ariana, she's such a cutie pie. But she's with Big Sean, like, ass. But that's Big Sean. So, see, I bet Ariana, she be twerking it. Don't let that little baby face fool you.
She is over 21. I mean, she's 21.
Yeah. She looks so innocent. She looks like a, you know, so innocent. And then, you know, she be twerking it. Go on, Ariana. I'm not hating on you, boo. Do what you do. They're cute.
I actually think in some pictures she does look older. It's just the fact that everybody still looks at her. I think what it is whenever people see her and they compare her to another artist, you know what I'm saying? Like, when you look at her and then you compare her to, like, let's say Nicki Minaj or something like that, or any female artist whose, I guess, body has, like, developed, or whether they bought it or not. Whether they bought it or not, but the body looks a little bit more developed. Her standing next to them, it's kind of like...
You said her body is underdeveloped, Raphael.
No, I said when you see her next to somebody like that, like... You know, you're trying to get me in trouble. Like, we don't know who listening to this. They probably got it like, oh, he talking about she underdeveloped.
No, Ariana, she's too cute, and she's a little petite thing, and, you know... I don't know if it's that. It's her face to me. She just looks like such a sweet, sweet, innocent girl in the face to me. So when I first found out that she was with Big Sean, I was like, what? Really? I was like, okay, Ariana, you got that little cute little sweet face of fools, but you was dropping it and twerking and all that stuff when you get Big Sean. But it's all good, boo. She's supposed to be a lady street and a freaking sheep. So I'm not mad at her.
You love her? You know they love the... They love the chocolate brothers.
Right. All right. Ain't nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing wrong with it. So, next, of course, on my list is the beautiful Bee. And Bee is always beautiful and elegant to me. That's my personal opinion, you know, because you guys know I love Beyonce. But she did. I thought that she looked elegant. She looked naturally beautiful. And, I always expect her to look flawless when she comes out to the award shows because, to me, she does always look flawless. I always love her fashion ensemble and her accessorizing, and her makeup is always beautiful. Her hair is beautiful, and I thought that she was not overboard with anything. I thought she just looked elegantly beautiful.
I think she always was like, you know, she doesn't try to do too much whenever she's at the awards. Well, the Grammy send out notifications and stuff about telling people that they can't wear it, like, too, like, stuff that's too revealing, even though some of them do it anyway. I think the Grammys does send something out like that. But, I mean, with her, you usually don't have to worry too much about stuff like that. Like, she's always, like, I guess you could say, a little more conservative than everybody else.
Yeah, I think she wears stuff at times that's risque, but she still keeps it, you know, very classy when she goes to the award show. So, you know, kudos to be. So, next on the red carpet is Ciara. I'm going to take this This is what I have to say. I love Ciara. I do. I think she is a phenomenal dancer. I'm a fan of her music. And I think that she looks beautiful, face and hair. That dress, I was not feeling. I think that she looks like she's auditioning for Black Swan, the sequel, and I would not wear that. She's wearing, is that taffeta, black taffeta, and while I think the style of the dress, don't get me wrong, the style of the dress is cute, the material, I think, is what makes her look like she should be in a tutu dancing across the stage in the Black Swan sequel. I'm sorry, Ciara. I'm so sorry, Ciara. Face-wise, you look beautiful. You look beautiful. Her makeup is beautiful. It's really natural. And her hair
everything
is pretty and all, you know, back and everything. But she just did not make my best dress category. I'm sorry. Did you happen to see the dress, Raphael?
Yeah, of course.
I mean, yeah. I know you're a guy, you know. And Sierra has lived for days, you know, so, you know, you guys may like that. I'm just saying, me personally, the material, all that taffeta, and all of, you know, I just wasn't feeling it.
I guess because, you know, they showed all the artists who had the, everybody who wore all black that night.
Because,
mm-hmm. You know, Nicki Minaj wore all black and Beyonce and Sierra, and I forgot who the other person was that they had on the list, but they showed all four of them together. And, of course, you know, I was just like, hey, Sierra was good.
Right.
I don't think I really looked at the material of the dress. I just was looking at all four of them, and it was just like, okay, yeah, Sierra looks pretty. Nice.
Yeah. I mean, I think she's a beautiful girl, and I think that, you know, she looked beautiful, and I'm thinking if maybe that dress was in a different material, it was a little bit more sleeker. Keep the style, because I kind of like that little high-low look, you know, the short kind of skirt in the front, and then it kind of goes long in the back, and I think that's stylish, and I think that's in, and I think that dress could have been fabulous. But I think that I don't know what the hell her stylist was thinking. And I will say this, despite that, Sierra, I'm voting for you for Black Swan, the sequel. I'm just saying. You know.
Shake it.
Moving along.
Come on.
Moving along. Someone here. I didn't really know what to say about this person's dress, and it was totally unexpected for me, and that was Rihanna.
Somebody put the eyes on the dress, so her dress looked like one of the little ghosts that on Pac-Man.
Yes. Yes, I was thinking more of Snuffleupagus. Is that what was the name? The guy from Sesame Street. But okay, but yes, the Pac-Man ghost I could see.
Yeah.
And Snuffleupagus from Sesame Street. Yep.
I was like, no, why did y'all put the why? They put the eyes on it though. I was like, oh man.
Hey.
Yeah, I think that's why I was just saying, like, when I saw it, it just looked more like she was trying hard to go to prom. Like, I mean, no, I wouldn't say prom. Like, I don't know. It was a toss-up between the Easter Sunday dress, prom, and, one of those Southern Belle things or whatever.
No, like what it was. It was just awful. It was just not a good dress. It wasn't. It was awful. Like the material was awful. The style was awful. She looked like if somebody turned on the fan, she was going to blow out of the auditorium or something. She just did not need to wear that dress. And we're so used to, and I think that she did it because she knew that people would not like it and that she would get a reaction out of it. You know, they say, she said that she loved that dress. That dress is awful. I just think that she wanted to get a reaction out of people. And I think that that was a good way to do it, but that dress is totally awful.
Or she got paid a lot of money to wear it.
I hope she did, too, because I was just like, really, Riri, really? And again, Rihanna is a beautiful girl, and typically she can look good in anything. I'm not saying that she looks like awful, because Rihanna is Rihanna, and she can look good in anything. And she probably was like, I can wear what I want to wear. And she is absolutely right. I just don't think that that was the best choice for her. But who am I? I don't pay Rihanna, and it's probably exactly what she's saying if she's listening to the show. And, you know, just my personal opinion, Rihanna made my worst dress of the night list. I am sorry, Rihanna, but it was hideous.
I think she made that list for a lot of people.
Yeah, it was awful. But as I always say, hey, if you can live with it and you feel good, hey, do you. Do you, Riri.
Do you, Riri. What I want to talk about is the actual awards, because I won the challenge that you, me, and Bianca had. We never got a chance to call each other up and talk about it, but you know, I think I won.
Don't nobody remember what selections we – how you going to think you won?
because we all kind of selected the same people, right? But
we did for the most part, right?
But there were a couple categories where I went on the other side and y'all went to another. You know what I'm saying? And
right.
I was right. So I figured if we were all together on one, and then y'all had to have gotten at least two wrong that I got right, then that means I won.
Okay, so what exactly does that mean? Are you wanting some kind of prize for winning or something?
Yes, I don't know. I don't know what I want yet, but I don't know what I'm going to ask for yet, but we will talk about that after the show because I have to think about it first.
Really?
I really didn't think I was going to say this on the radio, so I didn't think this one through. I didn't know I was going to do this.
You see this, you guys. There's always a motive for something. I'm trying to do the red carpet rundown and recap for the Grammys, and Raphael is trying to convince me to give him a gift because he won the Grammy prediction. You know what?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go into another quick music break. And then when we come back, we're going to come back to this red carpet and this little situation here regarding the predictions from last week. So, you guys, we're going to go ahead and get into this song. This is from another indie artist, Spotlight artist. This is Mila J featuring B.O.B. with Champion.
The best. Okay. The next, you my ex. I swear you try me on purpose. I swear we need a ref.
Okay.
But baby, I am a champion. Lay back out, ease all the stress. I hit it from the right, hit it from the left. Lick it from the right, lick it from the left.
I want myself first. This nigga acting
crazy.
Bedroom like a boxing ring. Got each other's necks all day. Talking all this
shit.
Trying to get you to stay. Kissing all up on my face. Keep trying to call me babe. It's war with the roses. I hate you, I love you, I fight you, then fuck you. Sometimes I can feel like you really my nigga, but then I'm like, fuck you. The way that we kissing, the way that you fight it, remind me of Tyson. Damn. I'm heated, but I need it.
We up in here like.
Rocky.
Hey! Beat it up like Rocky.
2 rounds on red for three. Pound for pound, Frazier Ali. Need to pay-per-view what I'm about to do.
Boy, so gone, free me your name. I'm so glad that you came. Get it? Glad that you came. Get it? Glad that you came. Get it? It's war with the roses. I hate you. I love you. I fight you. Then fuck you. Sometimes I can feel like you really my nigga, but then I'm like, fuck you. The way that we kissing, the way that you fight it, remind me of Tyson. Yeah, I'm heated, but I need it.
We up in here like. We up in here like.
Rocky.
Hey!
Look, young Bob like Rocky Balboa. I knock it out for the first round over. I'm a smoker, I'm a stoner, I'm a stroker. I got a belt, I got the title, I'm a holder. Got what you want, got what you need. I got the size, I got the speed. She hit the bell, I hit the ring. She throw it back, I bob and weave. I bob and weave. Now she rocking on top of me. Baby, please don't stop for me. No tapping out, no time for sleep. You know what I mean, you know what I bring. I'm a scorpion, yo, you know what I swing. When I hit it from the right, hit it from the left. Scream it in my ear, she don't leave me there.
So LA with it, I'm just so LA,
LA
with it.
Yeah.
Wake you up so I can put it in your face, nigga.
Damn.
Get it up, baby. I just wanna play with it.
Bring it, bring
let
it.
Let me play
back.
With
bring
it.
It. Bring
let
it, bring
me,
it.
We up in here like. We up in here like.
Rocky.
Hey!
That was one of our indie artists, spotlight artists, and she's actually our major artist, spotlight artist, Mila J. I'm sure you guys have heard of her before. She's been around for a while, but she is a spotlight artist, and that was her song, Champion. Make sure if you do want to call in and comment about anything that we're talking about or to talk to us and say what's up, that you call us at 646-595-4038. Remember, we're interested in finding out what you did for Valentine's Day. Also, we want to know if any of you went out there to see 50 Shades of Grey, what you thought about the show. If you did go and see it, do you think that it's worth going to see? Did it give you ideas of some things that you maybe want to try with your boo? So let us know what you thought about that. And also definitely give us a call because we are talking about the Grammys red carpet from last week. So if there was anyone on the red carpet that you thought was, you know, fashion fabulous, or you thought that they were fashion, it was just a fashion disaster, then make sure you call us and let us know who you thought were the favorites on the red carpet. So, Raphael, speaking of favorites, did you have a favorite?
Nah, pretty much just like Sierra on that
one. Oh, God.
Yeah, I mean, that was
really?
From what I was able to see of the red carpet, I mean, you know, she was probably the most, yeah. Everybody else, I was just like, I mean,
yeah. Oh, no wonder. So I burst a little bubble.
Because, I mean,
I burst a little bubble when I was talking about her, huh?
No, you didn't burst my bubble. I ain't a stan or nothing. She just looked good. But, I mean, like, you know, it's tame. Like, it was like, it's like, as the time goes, she gets more, like, a little more tame with how she dresses.
Even though
Nicki Minaj is more safe. Yeah, she's real safe, but, like, of course, you know, she always has to show off, you know, her.
The girl.
Her two assets. But as far as, you know, dress wise, she is very safe. She's getting a little more safer than she used to be.
Well, you know what I think? I think with Nicki Minaj, I think because typically when she performs and we see her, you know, she's, you know, a little bit more revealing and sexy. I think that she balances it out when she comes to the award shows and she's a little bit more toned down. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah. It's
not like she's always over the top. And I think that she's just, I think as an artist and as a person, she's probably growing a little bit more. And so for her, this is just her, you know, coming into, I guess, another, her life and growing up. And, you know, I like to see her when she's a little bit more toned down because she's a very pretty girl as well. And I think that, you know, when she's toned down like that, you really focus on, I mean, don't get me wrong, because the girls were, you know, accentuated in her dress that she wore for the awards. So, of course, people's going to draw into that. But I'm just saying, with the natural look of her makeup and everything, it really brings you into focusing on Nicki, her face, and her natural beauty that she possessed. So I'm sure you guys focus elsewhere, but I'm just saying, you know, for everybody else.
I mean,
that. So
yeah,
I will agree that on the red carpet, I thought that Nicki, she didn't wear anything that was just like, oh, just spectacular. But overall, I thought that she looked nice. I wouldn't say that she was on the best dress list, but she definitely was not on the worst dress list, and I thought that she did.
Yeah.
So I would say that. I thought Taylor Swift looked really, really cute. You know, she's Taylor Swift. She's a cutie pie, too. She's got that Ariana Grande, you know, cuteness about her. Now, when Taylor starts dating a rapper, we know something. But right now, Taylor,
yeah,
she's a cutie pie, and I thought she looked really, really cute on the red carpet. So, and I also thought that
When Taylor starts dating a rapper, I'm looking for another song.
Right, good point. Good point, Raphael.
I'm going to be like, oh, she's going to have a great song after this one.
All right. Oh, we know where your inspiration came from, Taylor. Okay, let's not corrupt Taylor yet.
Like, oh.
Oh, my goodness.
She's about to have the dopest album of 2017, 16, whatever it is.
Right. Hilarious. So, one person who's, you know, of course, she's not really my favorite. I could take her or leave her. However, she is always in the media, and you know that is Kim Kardashian. I thought that Kim's dress was actually fabulous. She actually made my best dress list. I thought that her dress was sexy. I thought that it was chic. I thought that she looked gorgeous. I thought her makeup was gorgeous. I really liked her ensemble for the night. So kudos to Kim. Not to mention the fact that, okay, she does look great, you know, obviously, after having the baby. And that dress that she wore was just, it was just kind of perfect for her. So I can't even hate on Kim. Like, I thought she looked great. Kim is curvy, and I thought that it rocked her curves. She has nice legs. The shoes were fabulous. You know, she looks like she just, I don't know, walked out of a royal castle or something. I don't know. It was sexy, though. Go, Kim.
Go, Kim. Go, Kim.
Go, Kim. Hey, you know.
Go ahead, girl.
Sorry that
go
you
ahead,
had to
girl.
Come with Kanye, but go, girl. So.
Just do y'all thing.
Next on my red carpet is, I thought that this person looked very nice, but I thought she looked very plain, and that was Jennifer Hudson.
I didn't even see her.
She looked really nice. She had on this, you know, really simple white strapless, you know, fitted dress and some, you know, cute little shoes. And she just looked really, really plain. You know what bothers me about Jennifer Hudson? I always have something to say about somebody. Anyway, what bothers me about Jennifer Hudson is I think that she is a phenomenal singer. I think that she has a phenomenal voice. For some reason, when she does perform, I feel like she sings just because she knows that she can sing, but I don't feel anything when she sings. And that's like a, I don't know what it is. It's like something about Jennifer Hudson when she performs, like it doesn't do anything for me. And it's so crazy because she's such an awesome singer. The last time I felt something when Jennifer Hudson sang was when she sang a Jennifer Holliday song in the movie. That was the last time I felt something. And I was just like, everything else that Jennifer Hudson has put out since then does nothing for me. It does nothing for my soul, Jennifer. I'm so disappointed. We need to work on that.
It does nothing for my soul.
Soul at all. And I think for someone with such a big voice like that, with such a phenomenal range, I think that when she sings, we should, like, feel something like goosebumps and chills and tears and something. I mean, I want to make me cry, Jennifer. I want to cry.
I think, I guess it just goes into what songs you hear. You know what I'm saying? Like, what songs does she put out as singles? And I think, me and my cousin and, you know, our friends and, we were all gathered, you know, having our little powwow or whatever you want to call it, group session. And we were talking about feeling the music that you're singing or playing. Of course, yes, we talked about your friend, Beyonce. And we were talking mm-hmm. about her performance at the Grammys. And I think this will still apply to Jennifer Hudson also. When you're singing certain songs that you don't even really feel, you know what I'm saying? Like certain songs that, you know what I'm saying? It's like you want to sing it, but you really don't feel the song yourself, it's going to change how you sing it. You know what I'm saying? Like
okay.
The singer is going to sing better on songs that they are really feeling themselves. So you're going to be able to feel them because they feel it also. And they're always going to sing better when they feel it. And that's why I think that's a reason why, you know, a lot of times you can't feel Jennifer Hudson. There's certain songs she probably just wants to sing, like her poppier song. But, you know, if you get her on like a ballad or something, you know, like a slow song, a ballad or something like that, and let her just go in on, it's like, you better sing that.
Right. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
That could be it because the songs that I have heard her sing that are more upbeat are definitely ones that, I don't know. Her very first song that she ever dropped that was poppy, I can't even think of the name of it right now. I like that one, but I don't know. Everything since then has been kind of downhill for me. And, some of like you said, some of the more poppier songs that she has sung, they just, I don't know, it doesn't work out well for her. Not that it sounds bad, it's just like, okay, all right, thanks, Jen, thanks. You know, so, you know, you just don't feel anything. But you're right, I think that maybe songs that, you know, are more slower or songs that are ballads and things of that nature. You know, she should
something
more.
Where she can get into her feelings, like, you know, how people be like, get out your feelings. Something where she can actually be in her feelings and be like, oh, I'm really feeling this.
And let's talk about that for a minute. So last week's Grammy performance with Beyonce singing the song Precious Lord by Mahalia Jackson, now, I have to say, this is a church song, okay? This is a church song. And I get that, you know, some songs that you may not put emotion in, but this is a church song. And, you know, I guess it could be, maybe I feel a little bit different, too, about it because, you know, I sang that song at my grandmother's funeral. You know what I'm saying? And
wait, you said you sung that song?
I did. My grandfather asked me to sing it.
Wait, hold on. We're not just gonna go buy that like we like everybody, you know. Like we didn't know you sing. So we're not just gonna like, you know, don't run by that like you didn't just say that. They trying to say it all fast, like yeah, you know, I was asked to sing this that my grandma was on. But wait, no, stop right there. Let's go back. Rewind.
What'd you say?
I said
Static, I'm lying. Static. What?
Right now.
Oh,
God. We're not going to move
anyway.
Past that. We're going to touch on this issue. So,
yes,
you sang
yes,
though. Look at this. Got so many talents. Dollhouse industry is the new Disney. I promise you. Everybody does everything.
I like that. Oh my gosh.
y'all better take stock in Dollhouse right now while we y'all better take stock in Dollhouse while it's cheap because we got to go up on the prices. I'm trying to tell y'all we gonna go up on them prices.
Oh man. Yeah, Dollhouse Radio is full of many, many talents here. So But yes, okay, just to touch on it, yes, I sing, you guys, okay, there's out, there we go. Moving along, I was just making a point that, you know, that song, Precious Lord, is a church song. So I feel like church songs, you sing with emotion by default. Is what I think. And I agree that I was waiting, like I was watching. I couldn't wait to see the performance by Beyonce. And I was sitting there waiting. And when she started singing, and I thought she looked beautiful, she looked like an angel. And I felt nothing when she sang that song, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. You guys know that I love, love, love Beyonce. But I felt nothing when she sang that song, and I thought that I was going to feel more because usually when Beyonce sings, I do feel something. You know what I'm saying? Normally, you know, you can always feel Beyonce's emotions when she's singing in her songs, and I thought that when she sang that song last week on the Grammys that I was disappointed. I didn't feel absolutely anything. So, you know, I get what you were saying on Jennifer Hudson's song. On Jennifer Hudson's behalf, I can feel what you were saying. Beyonce, I can't even give my girl an excuse. You should sing a church song with passion by default. You shouldn't have to find the energy or find the emotion to sing a church song. It's a church song. So, I don't know. She's singing the Precious Lord. I mean, come on, Beyonce. We all
need Jesus
around here. I need her to sing a little bit more.
Also, you have to realize, and I know a lot of the Beehive isn't going to want to hear this, but Beyonce, she learned how to sing better, you know? It's not like she, you know what I'm saying? She worked hard, you know what I'm saying? She learned dance, sing, all that stuff. She worked hard.
Yeah.
And that's why I give her credit on that. Now, when I listen to her sing, I can hear of a classical sound. Like, you couldn't really feel it. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a difference. That's
yeah,
why there's a difference
like,
between classical music
right.
and a difference between jazz music and blues. Because in classical music, you play the notes. You know what I'm saying? You can hear the notes, you feel the notes, but it's not that same feeling like jazz or blues. And that's where church music derives from. So,
right, exactly. It was missing the soul. Like, Mahalia Jackson didn't look like no angel when she sang that. She was sweating. It was hot in the South, in the church. and she sang the song, and Beyonce looked like she was gonna float up in the air, and I needed the soul. The soul was not there.
No, yeah, like when she sung Ave Maria, that a few years back, that worked because that was off, like she was singing it like opera. But you can't come in and sing that church song like that. You gotta now. Letticy, however you pronounce her name. You know, I know she's been out for a while.
I thought it was Letticy. I've heard her been called everything. I just thought it was Letticy. Are we going to stick with Letticy? I think that sounds better. Letticy? Yeah,
I always called her Letticy, but now I heard her sing it. That's all I can really say about it.
See, and I haven't heard that version. I haven't heard her sing it, but I've heard that she did a great job.
Man, I'm going to send you the link. I'm going to send you the link.
Please do.
I was like, I don't know. I just sat in front of my computer and I was just shocked. Like, I was just like, oh, man. And I just threw my hands up. I was like, I'm done.
She's amazing, though. I've heard Letticy sing other things, but she has an amazing voice. And, at the beginning of the show, I did like a little Black History thing. So I played a portion of Nina Simone's, well, the instrumental for Nina Simone's Four Women, which is one of my favorites. And, Letticy and Kelly Price and Jill Scott and, I can't think of my other girl's name. I needed to come to me. What's her name? What's the other singer? I'm trying to blank. Oh, my God. I can't think of her right now. But anyway, they did a rendition of that, like, a couple years ago on another award show. But anyway, Letticy sang on that, and she did phenomenal on that. And I think
her you're talking about the
other
four
songs.
Women?
Four
other women?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, with her, Jill Scott, Marsha Ambrosia, and Kelly Price.
Yes. So, I heard her sing on that. She was phenomenal on that. And, I mean, her range is crazy. She's got crazy range, too. So she's an amazing singer. Definitely. So, yes, please do send me the link, because I have not heard her sing that song, and I wish that I heard that version. So definitely.
Yeah, I would have to see you, like, because she killed it.
I believe it.
I was just like, why did you kill the song like that?
Beyonce, you win some, you lose some. Look on the bright side. You looked fabulous. She did. She looked good. She just, and it hurts me. Every time I say something negative about Beyonce, it hurts my soul. But I have to be honest about that one, so. But, yeah, so we were talking about this red carpet, you guys. So we're going to get back to that really, really quickly. We're going to go ahead and get into another song break. And then when we come back, we will finish up with our Grammys red carpet from last week, and we will also talk a little bit about Fashion Week. So I'm curious if anyone is in the New York area and you did happen to attend any events during Fashion Week this week in New York, or you will be attending, because I know it ends in New York, I believe, on the 19th. So I'm curious to know how that's going for that week in New York. So definitely call us up at 646-595-4038 and let us know. Otherwise, we will see you guys after this break.
But I know you miss the old me. Boy, I have so much to offer now.
Yes, beautiful song by Carla Page. She is one of our indie artists, spotlight artists. That was her song, Supernova. If you're just tuning in, you are tuned in to Beauty and Beats right here on Dollhouse Radio. Make sure you call us up with any comments or questions about what we are talking about today. If you have any comments about last week's Grammy Red Carpet or the performances, definitely hit us up.
Or 50 Shades of Grey.
50 Shades of Grey, what you did for Valentine's Day, let us know. Call in, talk to us, 646-595-4038. Oh, really quickly, public service announcement. The Red Velvet Oreos are thebomb.com. If you are looking for them in your area, you should be able to find them at your local grocers. I just wanted to share that. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. I ordered some for somebody for Valentine's Day.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, sorry. I just wanted to share that.
Yeah,
Angel, it looks like we do have two callers on the line here, so we're going to go ahead and pick up this first caller from the 843 area code. Caller, you're on the line with Beauty and B.
Hi. I wanted to talk about 50 Shades of Grey because I saw it last night.
Yes. So tell us, what did you think about it?
To be honest, I really didn't like it because I felt like I was confused. I felt like the characters weren't developed enough. I felt like there wasn't a plot. And then I felt like they was focusing so much on the sex part that they didn't really give us, like, a storyline. It's kind of like I was confused. Like, all my friends who read the book was trying to convince me that, oh, it's a good book, it's a good book. And I was like, well, I didn't see that with the movie, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But that's my opinion.
Okay. Well, you know what? And that's what I was worried about, too. So I was worried that the movie wasn't going to live up to, like, the expectations of the book. I thought the book was really, really good. And I was worried about that. So I wanted, like, the storyline and the love story to be as equally as, you know, intense and as developed as it was in the book. Would you say it wasn't for you?
I just didn't, I really didn't like it, I guess because I really was confused about everything. But, I mean, Christian Grey was very hot to me.
Mm-hmm.
I like looking at him the whole time.
That's always a plus. Okay, well, I'm going to go see it. I did not go see it, so I couldn't wait to hear from someone else what they thought about the movie. So,
you said you saw it
again. I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I did not see it, and because I knew it was going to be crowded yesterday. Everyone was going to see it, so I did not see it yesterday, but I am going to see it. But I did want to hear some opinions from different people to find out what they thought about it.
Okay.
You
might
enjoy
it. You never know. All right.
What's your name, caller?
My name is Lavender McLean.
Thank you for calling in, Lavender. You can call in whenever you'd like.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. All right, you guys. So,
yeah.
That was one opinion about the movie. So if anyone else has seen it and you have an opinion about the movie, definitely let us know what you think about it. You know, that's kind of something that you often run into when you have a book that's out and then you make the movie for it. It always seems like the movies are just not as good as the book, you know?
Yeah. Just like the Harry Potter movie. I'm a Harry Potter fan.
Mm-hmm.
But I will sit there and tell you that the movie cannot touch the book. The movie that actually, I would say, was pretty decent. I guess the first one was pretty decent, considering the fact that it was relatively new. So I know they weren't working with the, they didn't have that high payroll like how they had after when they got this. Because you could tell the difference in the first movie to the seventh. You could tell when they started getting some bank. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
The graphics started getting a lot better. But the first one, and I believe it was the fourth one. Yes, the fourth one, Goblet of Fire. Those two were actually pretty decent, but I will always pick the book over the movie on that when it comes to that.
Wow.
So, you know, it's usually, you know, the book allows you, especially with, you know, stuff like 50 Shades of Grey, the book allows you to imagine yourself in it. And when you go to a movie, you're seeing somebody else experience these things. You know what I'm saying? So when you read the book,
right,
you're like, you know what I'm saying? You can see yourself. So
wow.
I think that's why a lot of people, especially with the movie, especially like the caller that we had, I can see why some people wouldn't like the movie in terms of, you know, as opposed to the book, because like,
right,
the book is more, you know, imaginative.
Look at me, I was just thinking about it. It's like, man, you must have a dirty mind. I was thinking that the actual scenes, actual sex scenes would not be as intense as in the book. That's what I'm worried about. Mm-mm-mm. Same on me. Anyway,
I don't think
apparently
they would be, though, because in the book, you can just know boundaries in the book. In a movie, you know, in a movie, unless it is rated, you know, if it's rated TVMA or not TVMA, but you know, MA. But, you know, if it's rated that, then yeah, maybe, but.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm going to go out and see it, and we will see. I'll give you guys my opinions about it when I actually see it. But if anyone else has an opinion about the movie, if you've seen it, definitely give us a call. Again, the number is 646-595-4038. And really quickly, we're going to move into New York Fashion Week. But I do have to say one more person that is on my worst dress list, and this is on the Grammys 2015 red carpet from last week. It was Pharrell and his date. And you know what? For being Pharrell and the fact that he's not wearing that country hat that he had on
but that was,
a while
back,
Pharrell does not look that bad, but his date has on a running suit. That's what I'll call it, running, walking suit, whatever the case may be, with some heels. I mean, I guess if it floats your boat, do it. But I think that even for Pharrell, she was just inappropriately dressed. She looked like she went out, got up that morning, went out jogging, came home, forgot that the award show was going on, and said, okay, well, I'm just going to throw some heels with this and we can go. That is exactly what her outfit looks like. And she's pretty, you know, but you can tell she doesn't really have on any makeup, and, you know, she literally looks like she was out, you know, running, walking for the day, and came back and threw on some heels and said, let's roll.
I didn't see them.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, not really sure about that. And, yeah. But, okay, they made the worst dress list as well, along with Rihanna. So, I don't know.
And
but, hey, fashion
is.
Fashion is what you want it to be, and there really are no boundaries, and it does not fit into a box. So whether you want to dress like your ghost on Pac-Man, or if you want to dress way out of your age group like Madonna, and I forgot to bring her up, it is up to you. As long as you can wear it and rock it and you feel great about it, hey, do you. Just don't get mad when somebody like me talks about it. That's all I have to say about that. Next we have New York Fashion Week. So it's been New York Fashion Week. I believe that it started on the 12th. It's like from the 12th to the 19th. And so I'm pretty sure New York has been extremely busy. extremely packed with everybody in town for Fashion Week. I know Beyonce was there and the Kardashians, and I guess your typical, you know, fashion celebrities were there for New York Fashion Week. So I'm interested in actually attending New York Fashion Week one of these years. So we'll see what happens with that. There was a picture out on the net. I think Kim Kardashian and Beyonce, they were together, sitting together, them in Northwest. It's such a cute baby. She is so adorable. But they were sitting together at one of the fashion shows, looking fabulous. Kim and Beyonce both looked fabulous, so as usual. And North was just as cute as she wanted to be. Let's see, who else? Khloe Kardashian and their mom, Kris, and one of the sisters, they were there during Fashion Week. And Khloe is starting to become one of my favorite Kardashians. She really is. I don't know. I think Kourtney is the cutest, but I think Khloe is my favorite.
I never really keep up with them like that, honestly.
Isn't
Khloe the one who doesn't look the best? Isn't Khloe the one that's like, I don't want to say she's ugly, but isn't she the ugliest one?
How does that work?
That was harsh. Isn't she like the,
There's no right way to
less attractive one. Isn't she the less attractive one?
I guess people would say that. But I happen to think that Khloe is actually, I think she's cute. I think that Khloe's cute. I don't know if she's grown on me over the last couple of years here. I don't know. But Kardashian girls are actually really cute girls. So she's like, isn't she like the ugliest one? Oh gosh. No.
I didn't mean to say it like that.
There was no right way to say that with Raphael. It was gonna come out bad pretty much the way you tried to spin it.
Yeah, because I was like, I don't wanna say she's the ugliest one, but ain't she the ugliest one?
Oh gosh.
I guess if she's the less attractive one, I mean, usually the personalities usually they're more down to earth, so you can kind of get with the personality, and you know, it makes you, I guess a lot of women think, yeah, man, I wish I was like her. You know what I'm saying? Cause like she's so you know what I'm saying? She just don't care. She says what she needs to say. She does it, and da 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 da. And I want to be like that, too. So, yes, that's the whole thing. That's a lot. A lot of people like
that. That is too funny. Well, I will say this. Despite, like, some of the people on the red carpet for the Grammys that we did talk about who were, like, I call them fashion bombs, but, you know, I will say that some of them were redeemed for Fashion Week. There was Stars Go Red for New York Fashion Week. It was, I guess, a campaign, Go Red for Women Red Dress Collection, presented by Macy's Fashion Show. And so a lot of the celebrities came dressed in their red dresses, one of which was Ciara. She looked fabulous. So Ciara, despite the Black Swan comment, don't hold that against me, she looked beautiful for the Go Red for Women fashion show, and her dress was fabulous, and I have to say that and give credit where credit is due because she looked great. Yes.
I just said, Ciara, this beat is automatic, super. I had to do it back.
Oh, God. So, yeah, she one of these little young ladies, I love them. So I watched them on the X Factor, Fifth Harmony. These little young ladies, since the X Factor, I've kind of watched them kind of transition and grow up. They're such cutie pies to me, and I think they're a great group. But they also performed during this Go Red for Women Red Dress fashion show. And so I am super excited for them because they are just moving along and they're doing really, really good. So kudos to these young ladies. And they also look fabulous in their red dresses. So I think that was really cute. But there were a number of celebrities who participated in this Stars Go Red for New York Fashion Week. And yes, everybody seems to look fabulous. Even Rosie O'Donnell. Imagine that. She was also on the red carpet. Yeah. I mean, she didn't have on a dress, but,
I think I need to go check this out because, I got to make sure that certain things are real.
What do you mean?
I mean,
Rosie O'Donnell, she looked nice for Rosie. You know, Rosie did not have on like a dress or anything like that. But for Rosie, she looked nice, you know.
I mean, she looked bad. Because usually when people say, for you, you look good, it usually means, yeah, for Rosie, she looks good. But for anybody else.
No, she did. She looked very, very nice, you know, for Rosie. So, kudos, Rosie. Do you, boo. Estelle looks nice. Although she was rocking, looks like red velvet. So go Estelle. And again, as I said, Sierra was absolutely fabulous in a beautiful form-fitting red dress. She was really gorgeous. So, yay, Sierra. And Dasha Polanco. I believe she's an actress, if I'm not mistaken. An actress? I think so. She looks really gorgeous. She's either actress or athlete because she looks really strong. But she looks pretty. I don't. That could be taken so wrong. But I'm just saying, she looks athletic on the picture that I'm looking at. But she looks really, really pretty for New York Fashion Week. So shout out to all the ladies. And, of course, little Zendaya. She looked gorgeous, too, in her red dress. She's such a pretty girl. So New York Fashion Week is still going on. It looks like there's 4 more days of it in New York, and then it will be moving on to London. But looks like everybody has come out as usual for New York Fashion Week, and everyone is, you know, looking to see what new trends and you know, fashions are coming out for the new season. So sounds like a great time. So it looks like we have, like, 2 minutes left of the show, you guys. We've already come to the end of it, and I want to go ahead and say to everybody, thank you so much for tuning in to our show, callers that called in, and for everyone that tunes in and supports each and every week. Make sure that you keep tuning in every Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Standard Time, and 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Make sure that you follow us on Twitter. Also, make sure that you check us out on the web at www.dalhouseradio.com. You can also follow me at AMO Artistry. I forgot to tell you at the beginning of the show, and I'll let Raphael go ahead and give you his Twitter handle.
Raphael, V-R-A-F-I-E-L, V-A-V-I, and Instagram official, Raphael Davi.
All righty. And, yeah, you can also check me out on Instagram as well at AMR Artistry STL. So make sure you check me out there. We will be back with you guys next week for another Beauty and Beat show. Look forward to some beauty tips, more news, tips, tricks, and trends in beauty, fashion, health, music culture, all that good stuff. So make sure you tune in next week. We will see you guys next Sunday. We're going to go out with a little bit of Usher featuring Juicy J. I Don't Mind. You guys have a great rest of your Sunday.
Yeah, that song got turned up last night.
Yeah. Usher, baby.
Bye, guys.
This is for the A.
See y'all. Uh-huh.
Shawty, I don't mind. If you dance on a pole, that'll make you a hoe. Shawty, I don't mind. When you work until three, if you're leaving with me, gon' make that money, money, money. Your money, money, money. Cause I know how it is. Gon' handle your biz and get that money, money, money. Your money, money, money. You can take off your clothes, long as you coming home, girl, I don't mind. The ballers in here tonight, they gon' buy 100 bottles. As soon as you shake it, I know they gon' make it colossal in here. Cause shawty, you thinking them tricks that you do with your body. Got all of these niggas, they crowding around you like they sing Beyonce in here. You want your own and you need your own, baby, who am I to judge? How could I ever trip about it when I met you in the club? I make enough for the both of us, but you dance anyway. You know I was raised in the A, shawty, I don't mind. If you dance on a pole, that'll make you a hoe. Shawty, I don't mind. When you work until three, if you're leaving with me, gon' make that money, money, money. Your money, money, money. Cause I know how it is. Gon' handle your biz and get that money, money, money. Your money, money, money. You can take off your clothes, long as you coming home, girl, I don't mind.
No, I don't.
When you get off of work, I'll be ready to go in the Rari. And when we get home, we'll have us our own little private party in here. So I don't worry at all about the things they do or say. I love you anyway. You can twerk while in a split. You racking up them tips. Your body rocking, your booty popping. I'm proud to call you my bitch. They be looking, but they can't touch you, shawty. I'm the only one to get it. So just go ahead, keep doing what you do. If you dance on a pole, that'll make you a hoe. Shawty, I don't mind. When you work until three, if you're leaving with me, gon' make that money, money, money. Your money, money, money. Cause I know how it is. Gon' handle your biz and make that money, money, money. Your money, money, money. You can take off your clothes,
let's get it,
as long as you coming home.
What, Juicy J?
I'm just tryna cut her up, tryna bust a nut, tryna take somebody, bitch, turn her to a slut, tryna fill my cup, tryna live it up, throw some hundreds on her ass, walk her out the club. Lap dance for the first date. Better throw a few bands, that's third base. It's okay if you work late. We can still party like it's your birthday. We can still party hard in your birthday suit. Knock the pussy out the park like my name Beirut. Shawty, she just wanna tip, I just wanna see a strip. If you fuck me like you love me, shawty, you might get rich. Have her own cake, her own place. Blowing own gas, no Rolex. When we in the bed, she like to role play. Tell her friend to join in both ways.
Shawty, I don't if you dance on a pole, that don't make you a hoe. I don't mind. When you work until three, if you leave with me, cause I know you gotta make that
money, money, money. Your money, money, money.
Cause I know how it is. Girl, go and do your biz. Make that
money, money, money.
Make
your money, money, money.
You can take off your clothes, as long as you come.